The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Savage Nation, this is Michael. Now, others talk about Trump. Everyone talks about Trump, left, right, center. They all talk about Trump. But I'm the only one who gets Trump on a show. Trump will be here within the next, I hope, hour. Earlier than that, I hope. He doesn't forget his friends. He doesn't forget those who supported him early on. And I hope that when he wins the presidency, if he does, and I hope he doesn't forget his enemies, especially those in the media who have put a knife in his back after supporting him. Now, there are many on that list, including Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich yesterday said that there's a big Trump and a little Trump. Then today, Newt Gingrich said Trump is great. Newt Gingrich has always been a snake. But he's not the issue. The issue is you. The issue is what questions you would like me to ask of Donald Trump. I'll tell you right now, I'm not talking about the women thing. And I'll tell you why. You know, it's kind of not a big deal. Here we have Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate, saying Hillary could start a nuclear war. And you want me to ask Donald Trump about some old hags that he kissed on an airplane 50 years ago? You think I'm going to play the game that Jake Tapper and Wolf Blitzer and the other lowlifes play? You're wrong. I'm not going to buy into it. I want to ask about nuclear war that Hillary wants to start and Obama wants to start. Because as we are talking, the crazy man in the White House is meeting with a sorority to talk about military options against Russia. Now, I guess all you neocons would love war with Russia. That's how stupid you all are. You don't even know what side you're on. So the fact of the matter is, I will not ask him about the women thing. I'm not interested in who he kissed, when he kissed them, whether he walked into a dressing room 400 years ago. I don't care. This is how sick the country has become because of Jake Tapper and Wolf Blitzer and the others. You think that that's a bigger story than nuclear war with Russia? Did you know that Russia has told its citizens to find out where the closest bomb bunkers are? A recent television broadcast in Russia explicitly told civilians in Russia to find out where their nearest bomb shelter is and repeatedly asked viewers if they were ready for nuclear war. Now, you could say this is just saber rattling. You could just say it's Putin trying to scare Obama, and you would be right. But, you know, it raises a few questions such as these. Do we have bomb shelters in America? The answer is no. Why would we need bomb shelters? Obama has one. The entire Mandarin class have bomb shelters somewhere outside of Washington. They're going to be well taken care of. What do they care if they start a war? They have bomb shelters. How come we, one of the wealthiest nations on earth, do not have bomb shelters in every city? Oh, I see. The peacemaker came along, the Nobel Prize winner, and war was over. And lo and behold, we learn late in the Demons campaign of mild terror here in America, that we might have a war with Russia because he wants a war with Russia, because the people who control him want a war with Russia because it's good for business. You know, it doesn't matter whether you like Russia or dislike Russia. It doesn't matter whether you like Putin or you don't like Putin. What you should like is peace between two superpowers, especially two superpowers that have hydrogen bombs. But since we have a lunatic, a demon in the White House who has never fired a Daisy Beebe gun, who has apparently never been in a fist fight, who has been surrounded by handlers and protectors his entire life, who has never lost a battle with anyone because he's so smart and so brilliant. What does he care if there's a war with Russia? I'm Barack Obama. And he can beat his chest. I'm Barack Obama. I've beaten everybody but Putin. I gave him the death stare at the G20 conference. I'll show him. I'm Barack Obama. And I have Hillary Clinton behind me. And I have Michelle Obama behind me. A wonderful, sterling character. I love her ratings are so high. It just shows you. The woman has abused her power as first lady from the day she started from the get-go. Abused us. One trip after another. Mother-in-law living in the White House. Not one word from this, from the sycophants in the media. Not one word about this abuse of the taxpayer by Michelle Obama. So, you know, my friends, we the people have an option here. We got to say, stop banging the war drums. Stop banging the war drums. You're being a fool, Obama. Back off with your ego, Obama. There's nothing in this for us, Obama. We don't give a rat's behind about Ukraine. We don't care about those issues. We care about what you've done to our country. We care that you melted our border with Mexico. We care that Hillary did a secret uranium deal with Russia while now saying Putin is Hitler. Do you know anything about the uranium deal? Of course not. All you heard about is Trump kissed a woman on an airplane 50 years ago. That's because of the lowlifes of the media. We have the worst media in the world. We have a media that is lower than that of Paraguay. A Paraguayan journalist probably has more dignity than any writer at the New York Times. A Uruguayan talk show host probably has more intelligence than Wolf Blitzer. Somebody from the Tierra del Fuego, who covers the life and times of a penguin, knows more about world events than ABC, CBS, and NBC put together. For them to drag us through this is a sickening thing. When Bill Clinton was stooping everything with a heartbeat in the White House, they said it's nothing. Bill Clinton grabbed everything with a heartbeat in the White House. It was nothing. They said it's shenanigans. Donna Brazile said shenanigans. They all said shenanigans. Not one word when John F. Kennedy was having his way with so many different women, including Marilyn Monroe. Shenanigans. They all do it. Look the other way. They're just men. Trump kissed a woman on an airplane 50 years ago. Now that supersedes the serpent in the White House starting a war with Russia. It's so bad that even Jill Stein, who is running for the presidency, she doesn't have a chance of winning, but she's running and she's not stupid. She's running as a Green Party candidate. Even she is concerned that Hillary may start World War III. I want you to listen to Jill Stein of the Green Party right now on the Savage Nation.
It's now Hillary Clinton who wants to start an air war with Russia over Syria by calling for a no-fly zone. We have 2,000 nuclear missiles on hair trigger alert, and Mikhail Gorbachev, the former premier of the Soviet Union, is saying we are closer to a nuclear war than we have ever been. Under Hillary Clinton, we could slide into nuclear war very quickly from her declared policy in Syria. So I won't sleep well at night if Donald Trump is elected, but I sure won't sleep well at night if Hillary Clinton is elected.
Jill Stein, Trump is less dangerous than Clinton. She will start nuclear war with Russia. Well, I agree with her. I may not support her on many other issues, but I support her on her clarity with regard to nuclear war. She said Trump is less scary on foreign wars because he wants to work with Russia. Did you hear that? He wants to work with Russia, and she wants war with Russia. Not Jill Stein, your girl Hillary. And if you're with her, well, you're with war. You're with her, you're with war. So the question is, how in the world can any liberal listening to this show vote for this crazy woman, Hillary Clinton? Her extremism, whether it be the economy or international relations, in the economy, NAFTA, her husband passed it, sent our jobs overseas, Wall Street deregulation blew 9 million jobs up in smoke, Hillary Clinton. So, my friends, why do you think Trump is popular? Trump is popular because of Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama's radical policies. Now Hillary Clinton wants to start an air war with Russia over Syria, calling for a no-fly zone. Now, you know Russia's not going to go for it. What, because you want a no-fly zone, they're not going to fly? You're not dealing with the Syrian Air Force here. You're not threatening Saddam Hussein's rickety air force. You're threatening a nuclear power here. Putin's not going to stop flying over Syria and killing ISIS. After all, what is Putin doing in Russia, in Syria? Pardon me. What is he actually doing there? The vermin of the planet, the Hitlers of our time, the Hitlers in a headscarf, the subhumans in ISIS, who have raped, murdered, pillaged, set men on fire while they were alive, who have gone into Christian and Yazidi villages and kidnapped girls 7 and 8 years old to turn them into sex slaves, they're finally on the run outside of Aleppo. And guess who wants to give them safe passage? Mr. Peace. Mr. Peacenik, the demon in the White House, wants to give ISIS safe passage out of Aleppo into Syria so they can go kill Russian soldiers. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, if this is not the mark of a totally deranged individual, I'd like to know what is. Again, because he can put on a tie and he can give a speech and he has a good voice, doesn't mean he's not crazy. Obama's policies are crazy. I know it. Jill Stein knows it. Everyone listening to the show knows it. But you want me to ask Donald Trump in about 20 minutes now about a woman he may have touched 50 years ago? That's how stupid you've become? Come on, people. That's a joke. That's Obama's speech from yesterday. Again, Trump will be here with me, Michael Savage, because he doesn't forget his friends. I hope he never forgets his enemies. Notice others talk about Trump, but no one gets him on their show. Why does Donald Trump come on this show? Well, of course, because I support him. But there are others who support him who show he won't go on. Isn't that true? He comes on this show for one reason. Because he needs you right now. He knows that the jackals and the vermin and the solenterates and the bugs and the bedbugs and the roaches, they're not trustworthy. No matter what the roaches say to him, he knows that they're going to set him up. He knows that the bedbugs will set him up for a bite. And he knows that the Prince of the Airwaves, Michael Savage, will be his friend forever. Because he is the last hope we have to save us from the criminal, evil machine that will take over this country otherwise. It's that simple. So I think your vote is very, very clear right now. And this is not a racial thing now. This is a survival thing. Comes right down to it. It's a survival thing. And here was Obama. Yesterday I played this. Where he talks about someone in radio calling him a demon. I think he was referring to the good man I know, Alex Jones. Of course, I've been calling him a demon longer than Alex has. I don't want a prize for that. But Alex added the sulfur part of it. So let's hear clip one in that nice song, Robert. Then we'll go to we're going to go to calls. And then Mr. Trump is expected here. I never know what's going to happen. I hope he's here. At 34 minutes after the hour, you can still text your friends to listen to the show. Maybe you'll be one of the good ones to get on the show and ask him a question. This may be the last time we hear from Donald Trump on the show before the election. And every vote counts. Every one of you, listen to me carefully. This is the most important thing I'm going to tell you in 2016. The media has set it up so that you feel Trump can't win. Many of you have become defeatists. You say, he's done it again. He's put his foot in his mouth. He's got to step aside. He can't win. He's lost. That's false. They want you to believe he can't win so you don't vote. They're terrified that all the polls show the reality is that she's losing. She's losing everywhere they turn. She's down everywhere they turn. Her rallies are attracting mice. They're not attracting crowds. Trump is attracting crowds, and they know it. And in the minority community, he's attracting gigantic audiences. The minorities love Trump. They don't trust her. They despise her criminality. They don't like her personally. And they're afraid that they're losing even the minority vote, which is why suddenly Michelle Obama was called out on the campaign trail. They know they're losing black people. They're losing Hispanics in their desire to take over the world. And that's why they're suddenly going out on the road for her. So what I'm saying to you is don't be a defeatist. This is the last chance we have. You know and I know that if she wins, it's all over. It will be the last nail in the coffin of America. It will be the last nail in the coffin of this country. Why do I say that? Is it straight hyperbole? Is the sky going to fall? Well, let's say if there's a nuclear war with Russia, the sky will fall now. So let's start with that. She wants war with Russia. She called him Hitler. A year and a half ago, Hillary called him Hitler. That was very diplomatic. That shows great balance. That shows a true temperament for politics. Her progressive policies and his open borders have poisoned America. Obama has trampled on our Constitution. Obama has turned America into an emerging third world nation of terror, riots, mobs, and chaos. We are one bad election away from losing everything. And yes, I'm going to say it, because the words are on everyone's lips right now. Scorched earth. Don't buy the book. Give your copy away to an undecided. And let them see what I have documented as to the policies of the serpent in the White House and what she would do in his place. I'm running so short of time. Listen to me carefully. Donald Trump will be here at 34 after the hour. You're not going to want to miss it.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. It's a very, very profound day for me in so many ways, and I think it's going to be a profound day for you when Mr. Trump appears on this show in about 10 minutes. To speak with me, and I don't know that we'll get to any of your questions. I've asked people what questions you would like me to ask Mr. Trump, and I asked on Facebook the minute I heard he was on, and we got so many hundreds of thousands. I don't know how many thousands. What's the difference? A lot of people. This morning I said, Trump on Savage today, send this to all your friends. I will not discuss the women garbage. The world is burning. What do you want me to ask Donald Trump today? You see, I speak to you the way I speak to people I know. Make believe we go to dinner. That's how I talk. I will not discuss the women garbage. That's all. End of story. The world is burning. What do you want me to ask Donald Trump about? Somebody gave a kiss on the cheek when we have a sexual predator and a rapist who was in the White House and they didn't say a word? So I'm not going to ask him about it. Others talk about Trump. I get Trump on the show. Never forget that. Never forget it. And I assume he will be here. And I don't know. It could change again. And I won't have egg on my face. I already ate egg this morning. It's in my digestive system. If he's not here, he's not here. We'll go on without him. We'll talk amongst ourselves. But something tells me that everything's in play. And Donald Trump will be here at 34. I suggest you be here with him.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
We're expecting Donald Trump momentarily. I suspect that he will be with us in the next few minutes. Again, if you have a question for Mr. Trump, I suggest you try to get on the line now. I cannot guarantee that we will get to you. Usually these interviews take 6 to 7 minutes, and believe me, I am loaded with questions. And my number one questions are about national security, border security, the economy, jobs. I am not interested in whether or not he kissed a hag 50 years ago on an airplane who suddenly discovered, oh, my honor was, oh, my. I'll leave that to Anderson Cooper, who lives in the mud. I'll leave that to Anderson Cooper, who grew up in mud. I'll leave that to Anderson Cooper, who swims in mud. He could ask those questions, or a Meatloaf Jr. can ask the questions when Fox puts them up there to attack Trump. Everywhere I turn, there's articles about potential nuclear war with Russia. Even CNN ran an article yesterday. Russia and U.S. move past Cold War to unpredictable confrontation. Mind you, this is from CNN. They haven't lost their minds. Only some of their spokesmouths have. Jill Stein, Green Party, she says that Hillary could start a nuclear war. Apparently she's interested in this more so than who accused them of that or this. Russia orders all officials to fly home. Any relatives living abroad, as tensions mount over the prospect of a global war, came from Mail Online. Nuclear war imminent, as Russia tells citizens to find out where the closest bomb bunkers are. We have no bunkers here. Isn't that interesting that our great benevolent leader has no civil defense in the United States of America? Why, that's because he ended all wars, didn't he? Didn't Obama end all wars? He dismembered a good portion of our military, especially the command structure. He replaced combat veterans with fools from universities at every level. And now he wants to go to war with Russia. If you have a question for Mr. Trump, who we are expecting, we'll also ask him about the billionaire Carlos Slim, who Trump accuses of meddling in the election. I'm not shocked by that. Why wouldn't he meddle in the election? Meanwhile, as we speak, Obama is meeting with his security staff to discuss Syria military options. Forces have arrived outside of ISIS-held Mosul. Did you hear about that one? The war drums, I mean, it's the winds of August all over again. It's like 1916. It's eerie to me. The winds of August, now it's the winds of October. You see, a war would be very good for Hillary, and a war would be very good for Obama, and a war would be very good for Nancy Pelosi, and a war would be very good for Dianne Feinstein. Think of the defense contracts alone. Just think about that. I mean, if you are connected to someone, and I'm not suggesting she is, but just think, if you're connected to someone through marriage or through, in other ways, who manufacture things like vests, bulletproof vests that fail, parts for airplanes, hey, it's good to have a war. It's very good to have war. Now, what about Soros? What would old Soros have to gain from a war? What does George Soros have to do with this? Who is George Soros? George Soros is a money trader. He's also meddled in U.S. elections since Bush was president. George Soros is an emigre, a man without a country, a man who enjoys all of the protections of the United States of America, who does everything he can to destroy the United States of America, in my humble opinion. How would Soros gain from a war with Russia? Now, a limited one, mind you. Not with a lot of people dying. Maybe only a few hundred thousand. You know, that's the way the bloodsuckers make money. A few hundred thousand here, a few hundred thousand there, and you make a little money off it. And then you go to a party with the vermin of the society. The rap stars, the musicians, the models, the hooker models. Now, that's the top end of society. That's where they all go, to party together. How would they benefit from this, from a war? Simple. If an economy is in trouble, the currency is changed, and currencies go up and currencies go down. And if you're a genius like Soros, huh, you know which way to bet the on the roulette table. The man who almost busted the British pound, the man who almost busted the Malaysian currency, why wouldn't he? Why not? A few billion here, a few billion there. And as I said to you yesterday on the Savage Nation, it's a very interesting quotient that I developed the other night. You know, I've not read it anywhere, interestingly enough, because I create the news. I really don't copy the news. But here's some news for you. The country is divided just about down the middle. I think we can all agree on that. We don't know who's going to win this election, Trump or Hillary. We don't really know. That's why we're all contesting it and fighting over it so much. Both sides are screaming like crazy. They want their candidate to win because we both say that the world's coming to an end if the other one wins. So let's analyze that for a minute. On one side, we have the Hillary voters. That represents 50% of the voting public, of whom 80% pay no taxes. On the other side, we have 50% of the voting public who support Trump, who pay 80% of the taxes. It's a 50-50, 80-80 quotient that Michael Savage thought up in his mind, but it's actually true. Those of us who are voting for Trump pay more, maybe, than 80% of the taxes, while those who are vehemently for Hillary, 80% of them pay no taxes at all. And it could be higher than 80%, maybe 90% pay no taxes at all, if you include the gangsters in the big business area who pay very little, if anything, in taxes, almost nothing. Here's a guy like Warren Buffett, you know, Mr. Nice Guy with the sweater, the man from Omaha. The man who says he loves America and he pays so many taxes. And he said, oh, Donald Trump doesn't know what I pay for my taxes. He's 100% wrong, said Warren Buffett. He said, why? I made $12 million, $11,900,000 last year. And I paid $1.9 million on that. Do you actually believe Warren Buffett made only $11 million last year? Well, that's what he reported he made. That's his adjusted gross income, $12 million. If he's one of the world's richest men, how can he only make $12 million? A news reporter makes $12 million. How could Warren Buffett make that? The answer is they juggle the books so that they show they only make an adjusted income of 10, 11, 12, 9, whatever they feel they can get away with, like whatever the little least amount so they can cover their expenses, their basic expenses. So where do all the other billions of dollars go that they make? Wow, that's the tax structure that they all use. It goes into their corporation. And then the corporation has ways of evading taxes. And then they're also patriotic, aren't they? Now, Trump is accusing meddling from the Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim. He is being delayed right now, we understand, at a rally somewhere. He will be with us shortly on the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-407-2282. I think that I'm going to ask him questions such as, how would you defuse the situation now between Russia and the United States? Why are Hillary and her surrogates purposely stirring up trouble with Russia? Aren't they being careless using Russia to draw attention to the WikiLeaks email dump? Do you believe Obama is stirring things up on the international stage in an effort to throw the election to Hillary? And there, I have other questions. I don't know where he's going to want to go. But I think that it would be best right now, Robert, if we took an early, quick break, because I think Trump is here or not. I don't know what you're signaling me. No. We're taking a quick break, and Mr. Trump should be with us right after this, so don't leave us.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. We're expecting Donald Trump. We've just received word that he will be with us, but he's being delayed. I cannot tell you the reasons why. It's as simple as that. He's being delayed. He was expected at 34. But for reasons I cannot discuss, he's just been delayed. So stand with us. I hope you have the time to be with us, whether he's here in this stop set or after the top of the hour. We are going to talk about open borders. Remember how Donald Trump came to your attention? He was a man who was virtually unknown. He was a showman, a businessman. And all of a sudden, he's running for the presidency. And what platform did he run on? Close the borders, stop the drugs coming in from Mexico, stop the criminals who are coming in amongst the illegals. We all know that. Stop the contraband. That's number one. Number two, no more Muslims coming into America, especially from countries that are in chaos, such as Syria. We went crazy for it. We all want the borders closed. We want our borders secured. We do not want to give unlimited welfare and health care to everyone on the planet. Hillary and Obama do. Why is Obama flooding in the United States of America right now? Uneducated people, many of whom are diseased. Why is he bringing in uneducated third worlders into this country? And moreover, placing them in primarily Caucasian communities. I know it's an uncomfortable fact, but we all know what's going on. I've studied the demographic changes. He is taking uneducated third worlders and putting them into largely Republican Caucasian communities. Why do you think the great president, the peacemaker, is doing this? And why are they in favor of vote fraud? Every nation on earth that I know of has voter ID. A Caribbean nation that I visited last year, little Caribbean nation, said, of course we have voter ID. Otherwise, we wouldn't know if someone's entitled to vote. And yet you buy the lie that if you have voter ID, it's going to impede the vote of poor blacks and poor whites and poor this and poor that. It's not true. They want voter fraud because it's how they get to where they are. San Francisco has lived on vote fraud for a very long time. How do you think the seven witch sisters here stay in power? It's through vote fraud. It's through illegal aliens voting over and over again. And then we read that Hillary hates the average American. That came out in the WikiLeaks tapes. Then we see that they played dirty, voter fraud, illegal alien voters, the corrupt media on their side. A slider that is poisonous is less toxic than Wolf Blitzer. A slider that was left out in the sun in Florida in 104-degree heat would be less toxic than Anderson Cooper. And then let's talk about the uncomfortable issue of Muslims. Why do so many Americans not want more Muslims coming in? Is it because they are inherently racist? No, I think it's because they're inherently survivalists. Why do you want more Muslims? Tell me what they're going to do for America. Of all the people on the earth, why would he bring in Syrian Muslims as opposed to Syrian Christians who are being decimated in Syria? We ask ourselves that. And the jokers tell us that they were screening them? A joker who runs the DHS? Who's let one terrorist attack after another occur, and he doesn't get fired, and he tells us he's screening them? You know you can't screen hundreds of thousands of people. Why are they bringing them in? When will we learn? What will it take? What will have to happen for the average person to wake up? And what about taxes? They say fair share. What is a fair share? 90% of what you earn? Meaning what I earn? Because most of you who are listening to me who don't like me pay no taxes. Remember my quotient. This is an original with Michael Savage. 50% of Americans want Hillary, of whom 80% pay no taxes. 50% of Americans want Trump, of whom 80% pay all the taxes. So what would be a fair tax for workers like me? 90%? 95%? 105%? Why not take everything I earn and then take everything I put away for my children and take it away from me because I took it from you, you bum you, right? This man has created debt. He's doubled our debt to $20 trillion. Do you know what that means? Why would you know what it means? If you're a welfare recipient or a bum on welfare or an ordinary federal worker, what would you know about debt? You live on debt. All you care about is your income and your pension. So what would you care about debt? $20 trillion in debt? Do you know what that means? If he took every dime that I earned and every taxpayer earned, it wouldn't put a dent in the debt that Obama created. They are like drug addicts. They are like drug addicts stealing our money. And what about jobs? Where do you think jobs come from? Do jobs come out of the air? They come from businessmen who produce products or services who need workers. And so if you raise taxes, which becomes so punitive, the businessmen will cut back on their employees and or close down factories or close down offices, and people get fired. How many government jobs can there be? Well, take a look at Venezuela. You'll have your answer. Go look at what happens in a socialist economy. As Margaret Thatcher said, socialism is a great system until you run out of other people's money. Now, why does Hillary want to take your guns? Why does she want to ban firearms? There's only one reason. Because dictators hate you to have guns. Just look at Castro and Cuba. The reason that they were able to take over the country is because the people had no arms. And that's how they lied their way into power. Remember, the Castro brothers came along saying that they were not going to be communists. You know, you don't remember this. I do. I lived through it. After they took over Cuba, Fidel Castro said to them, they're not going to become communists. They're not going to run a communist country. Do you remember that? Well, of course, like the Democrats here, he was lying. One of the first things Castro did, like Hitler did, was seize the guns, and that included the shotguns. Why? Because he knew what he was going to do soon, which was round up all of his opponents and put them into torture chambers and eliminate them. And the best way to do that is make sure the citizenry is not armed. And so he did that, and Cuba's been living in a dictatorship ever since. Never forget what I said to you. They will ban firearms so you have no way to protect your family. They say common sense gun controls. They are lying. It's a code word to trick you into giving up your guns, and they are proven liars. So she will go after the Second Amendment. We know that she wants to limit the First Amendment. She does not want voices like this to be heard in America. She disagrees with everything I say because I am truth to power. I am truth to power. I'm like an ancient prophet, ancient Israeli prophet, ancient biblical prophet. Just as the power structure did not want the prophets to speak, the kings of our time and the queens of our time do not want people like me to speak. They do not want us to be heard. They would like to ban free speech. They will only permit approved speech. They will close down sites on the internet that call Obama, for example, a demon. He gave a speech the other day saying that that's not helpful, that's divisive. And he mentioned a talk show host, a guy on the radio. Apparently Trump's on his show frequently, said, me and Hillary are demons. And he said, we smell like sulfur. And then he sniffed his underarms. And he said, now, I mean, come on, people. Now, why would the great Obama take note of a talk show host who called him a demon? Did it rub a raw nerve, or is he in fact a demon? Well, let's assume he's not a demon. Just say he's sort of acting demonically in decimating our nation. What do I mean by that? What do you mean he's decimating our nation? Well, if you're ignorant, you don't know what's going on. The sky is blue. The clouds are white. The sun comes out. The sun rises and falls. But everything that you see in the media, with almost rare exception, rather, is a lie. Here in San Francisco, we were told a big storm was coming in. Get ready. Batten down the hatches, they said, the government media. Get ready for a superhighway of rain, they said. Rain's coming like Noah's Ark. The Bay Area will be flooded. I waited all night. A dribble came down, like an old man who couldn't go to a bathroom. A dribble came down. The next day, did they apologize? The same vermin who lie about Trump lie about storms.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. We are expecting Donald Trump. We just got word from his campaign that an issue has arisen, which requires another 30 or so minutes. I have no idea what it is, or I would tell you. They didn't ask me not to tell you, but they just said they're dealing with something. I can't imagine what that is. And I can only go with the flow. This is a fluid situation. He is the most difficult guest to get in, I would say, in the media right now, and for good reason. When you got a mud crawler like Anderson Cooper stabbing you in the back when he's supposed to be a moderator, when you have an entire network drinking wine with Hillary Clinton, who would you trust in the media when we know that what garbage they are? And then so he will be here, or he won't be here, but I expect him here. And I asked you what questions you'd like me to ask him, which we'll talk about in a minute. But a few minutes ago, Obama gave a speech attacking the First Amendment again. Again, the demon gave a speech attacking the First Amendment. But he always does it. He does it in a way that you don't know he's doing it. U.S. President Barack Obama speaks at the White House Frontiers Conference at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, PA. And he gave a speech, actually it was on Thursday, saying that the media is just a wild, wild west that allows conspiracy theorists a broad platform in destroying a common basis for debate. And then the snake recalled days gone by when only three television channels delivered fact-based news that most people trusted. And he said that's what we need in America. We need those three channels back, the ones that you grew up with, filled with three liars like Dan Rather, Peter Jennings, and the other reliable liars, including Walter Crankenhouse. I grew up on it. When I was 11 years old, I trusted them till I became a man. And then I realized that they're just paid spokesmouths for the power structure. So now we have the biggest liar in history, a man who, according to Julian Assange of WikiLeaks, has actually created the greatest spy network in the history of the world, this sneaky devil. Barack Obama is the sneakiest devil on the planet. Is that a conspiracy theory, Mr. Obama? Is it not true that you created the greatest spy agency in the history of the world? Is that a lie or is that true? Is that true or false, Mr. Obama? You say it's a conspiracy theory. I challenge you. If we have learned through WikiLeaks and others that you have created the greatest spy network in the history of the world, greater than that of the Stasi in East Germany, where every German citizen was spied upon by secret police, and you now say that it's a Wild West, the media landscape, and that we are just putting out conspiracy theories. Well, let's see, what else is a conspiracy theory, Mr. Obama, that you don't want getting out there? Is it not true that you had the street thugs from Black Lives Matter into the White House many, many times? Is that a conspiracy theory or is that true? Are they not, in fact, the people who burn cities down and attack police? Is that a fact or is that a conspiracy theory? Is it not true that you had one of the worst person in the history, worst people in the history of America, a street radical, a con man, a dangerous evil man who attacked Jewish businesses and others in Harlem during his rise to power, named Al Sharpton? That's a fact. Do you know anything about the Freddy's Fashion Mart fire, Mr. Obama? Is that a conspiracy theory? You would have a man who accused the detective falsely of raping a young black girl and smearing her in feces. You would have him in the White House how many, 30, 40, 50 times, Mr. Obama? Is that a conspiracy theory? Is that a wild, wild west, Mr. Obama, or is that a fact? Is it a wild west theory that you have dissolved our border with Mexico, permitting people into this nation who have no reason to be here? No way to support themselves, many of whom are infected with diseases such as Zika, tuberculosis, and others, Mr. Obama. Is that a fact or is that a Wild West theory? Is it true, Mr. Obama, that you are bringing in Muslims that you cannot screen properly and that instead of bringing in Christians who are running for their lives, you've brought in almost overwhelmingly of the tens of thousands you brought in, I don't know how many. You were supposed to be 1,000 and 10,000. We don't know what you've actually sneaked into the country, but we know that the percentage is something like 96% were Muslims and 4% were Christians. Why would you bring in so many Muslims and so few Christians from the Middle East, Mr. Obama? Is that a legitimate question or is that a conspiracy theory of mine? Here's another one for you, Mr. Obama. Have you trampled on our Constitution because you're the most divisive president in history? Is that a conspiracy theory? Or is that something that one of the three network spokesmouths wouldn't ask? You have to listen now to Barack Obama as we wait for Donald Trump. He gave this speech just last night in Pittsburgh.
We're going to have to rebuild within this wild, wild west of information flow some sort of curating function that people agree to.
Curating function.
I use the analogy in politics. It used to be there were three television stations and Walter Cronkite's on there, and not everybody agreed, and there were always outliers who thought that it was all propaganda and we didn't really land on the moon and Elvis is still alive and so forth, but generally that was in
a reductio ad absurdum argument in
the supermarket, right, as you were checking out, and generally people trusted a basic body of information.
You know, like Dan Rather? We trusted a basic body of information put out by the government and fed to you by spokesmouths, mainly three white males who knew how to put on a tie and knew how to lie to you. So now he wants us to go back to the 1950s all of a sudden. Isn't it curious to you that a man who is such a progressive in so many ways, who has brought us so far in so many progressive ways, wants to bring us back to the 1950s in terms of news information? Doesn't that strike you as rather odd? What is it about the dissemination of news through the internet and talk radio and such that offends him so much? Is it that people finally have access to information that in the past they would never have even been able to read? Is it that he doesn't want us to read, let us say, news from England, news from sources in France, news from sources in Russia, news from sources in Japan? Are those things that would offend him in some way because it's not curated by the sorority that he depends upon? He wants a curation? A curation. He went on, he said, this is hard to do, but it's going to be necessary, he said. It's going to be possible. Now he jumps to the next statement and says, the answer is obviously not censorship. Really? But it's creating places where people can say, this is reliable. You mean like Anderson Cooper? Is that a reliable source to you, that snake, that mud-crawling lout? He's a reliable source, or Wolf Blitzer, Mr. Blinky, he's a reliable source. Tell us what your reliable sources are, Mr. Obama, so we have a chance to vet them ourselves. I can ask you what you think about this, but I told you what I think about it. What this means is that if you want your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you want your government information, you can keep your government information. If you want your news from the government media complex, you can keep your government media complex, but you can't keep your First Amendment. And that's because liberals know that they're losing their hold on the New World Order plan. It's blowing up in their faces. The people spoke in England, never forget what they did. They voted against all odds to leave the European Union. Remember what happened in England. It's been buried by a Wolf Blitzer. It's been buried by Anderson Cooper. It's been buried by Martha Rad, whatever her name is. They made you forget that the Brits voted out of the European Union and that a Muslim mayor of London now, which is a city in England, has said we're going to take in all the people of Europe into London. And, of course, he doesn't have the power to do it. They should arrest him immediately. But they're not telling you any of this. They thought that you would roll over and listen to them. They thought that you'd roll over and listen to the man with the booming voice. I am Barack Obama, and when I speak, the world listens. We don't need those conspiracy theories out there, for I am Barack Obama, and I never lie. I am Big Brother. Big Brother does not lie. How dare you listen to the news other than what we tell you? We're going to put curators in. Curators, that's an interesting question. Who are these university clowns who give them such words? We're going to curate the news? All of the top media outlets are part of the government media complex. I gave that speech in 1999 at the Commonwealth Club here in San Francisco. You know, when I grew up, there was a phrase called yellow journalism. Do you know what that is? You ever see the movie Citizen Kane? Well, maybe it's a little too esoteric, but the movie Citizen Kane is highly recommended by yours truly, Michael Savage. And Orson Welles plays a poor farm boy who is brought from the farm. He inherits a mine in Colorado. And the terms of the inheritance from an uncle, and mine was worthless at the time. His poor parents are told there's a little clause in this inheritance. Your son has to come with us because we're going to educate him. We're going to send him to the best schools. And the boy cries. He doesn't want to go away with the banker. But as the story turns, he turns out to be a very driven man who the mine hits it big, becomes the motherlode of all motherlodes. He becomes a billionaire. And then he has everything in the world you could ever imagine, everything imaginable. But he's not interested in anything except running a small failing newspaper. That's the only part of the empire that he wants to run, the character played in Citizen Kane. He only wants to run a newspaper. Now, it's loosely based on William Randolph Hearst, this story. Maybe not so loosely based, but it was based on the life of William Randolph Hearst, as far as I can remember. But eerily enough, it struck me of the story of Murdoch, Rupert Murdoch as well. A man who started with only a few newspapers in the outbacks of Australia that he inherited from his father and built it into a worldwide empire controlling so many things. And the reason the Orson Welles character in Citizen Kane wanted to control the newspaper and then many newspapers and then a media empire is because he knew that the people would believe whatever he put in the newspapers. And so he started wars. He put false headlines in newspapers to start wars. He did whatever he wanted and the people out there believed him. He even says in one telling moment, they will believe what I tell them to believe. And now you know how Barack Obama operates. All the media outlets are his voices. All of the television sets that you see are government television sets. The entire thing that you watch, no matter how impressive they may be, are government media complex puppets. There are only a few small voices left in the media. There are only a few websites left in the entire media. And so, my friends, everything is at stake, because if the worst thing imaginable happens and she wins, she will destroy the First Amendment while saying she's saving the Second Amendment, and she will take away your guns while saying she's doing it for your safety. And then the Fourth Amendment will go, and she will be able to round you up, not by giving you any constitutional protections before she sends out the secret police to round you up, but she will do it in the name of public safety. She will not round up the Muslims on the terror watch list. She will round up independent voices in the media. You think that this is a conspiracy theory? I've studied dictatorships. I am a student of dictatorships. I know what dictatorships are. We are living through a massive dictatorship of lies under Barack Obama. And if she comes along, she will do it in a magnified manner. Again, we are expecting Donald Trump, and I'm still saying he will be here because they just told us in an update he will be here. So stay with us. It's an emergency of some sort, which I don't know anything about. And if I did, I wouldn't tell you if they asked me not to tell you. But I am not going to tell you what it is, even when I learn what it is, because I will find out what it is as sure as I'm standing here. Back in a minute on the Savage Nation with Donald Trump, we hope.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
We're going to have to rebuild within this wild, wild west of information flow some sort of curating function that people agree to. I use the analogy in politics. It used to be there were three television stations and Walter Cronkite's on there, and not everybody agreed, and there were always outliers who thought that it was all propaganda and we didn't really land on the moon, and Elvis is still alive.
That absurd liar.
Generally, that was in the papers that you bought in the supermarket, right, as you were checking out.
All right, let's stop right there. So Obama gives a speech last night saying we have to rein in the media and get back to three television networks that they control. Now, right now, he controls 95% of the media. Tell me what television station is not friendly towards Hillary and Obama. Do you know any? Tell me which newspapers are not friendly to Hillary and Obama. Tell me which internet giants, Google, Facebook, are not friendly, overwhelmingly in the pocket of Obama because of the tax advantages that they get. That's how these pirates get away without paying taxes. Let me say it again. If I were an antitrust attorney, and I met one last week, I actually should call him. He's a Democrat. He should go after Google and Facebook, in my opinion, for antitrust actions. But they pay almost no taxes, and they're all in the tank for Hillary Clinton. Now, without the support from Google, Facebook, TV, newspapers, radio, Hillary would be where? She'd be way behind in the polls. So the Wild West media that the demon talks about is about 98% biased towards him and his Democrat Party. So now you understand what the biased media is telling you. What do they want? The biased media and Obama and Hillary want open borders, unchecked illegal aliens, continued voter fraud, top secret information shared to anyone you want via unsecured private computer server in a closet, pay-for-play corruption in government policy where you can steer contracts to your husband's law firm. You wouldn't know any of this if it wasn't for the alternative media. What we are, especially in talk radio, is the underground press of the ex-Soviet period. We are the Samizdat. Look it up. You haven't heard that one yet. You all know about Alinsky and Pashinsky. And you know about Badinsky, but you don't know about the Samizdat. The Samizdat was the very, very daring underground media in Russia during the Soviet years of terror. And we in the radio business are the Samizdat of our time. Now you know why Obama is so terrified of a free press. He said it's not about censorship. It's about installing some sort of curators from the government to make sure that legitimate information gets out there. Just like in what country? Kenya? Somalia? What model is he using? The model of Carlos Slim's Mexico? We are expecting Donald Trump. We'll let you know the minute we come back whether he's going to make it. I hope he does. It's beyond our control.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. We just received word directly from the Trump campaign. They are in the air and delayed, and they will not be able to make it on the air today. I repeat, I apologize to you, but it's beyond my control. They are delayed, they are in the air, and they will not be able to make it on the air today, period. That's the whole story. What that means, I don't know. It means they're not on the ground. It means they're running late. It means something happened. It means that there may be a crisis that they're not telling me about. But I will tell you this. In all the years that Trump has appeared on my show, he's always appeared on my show when he said he would. This is the first time, so maybe that's a news story. You want to make it into a news story? Here, all my enemies, you ready for some information? Here, turn this into a news story. Trump mysteriously doesn't appear on the Savage Nation. How's that? Why don't you run with that, Wolfie? Anderson, you slimy, slithery thing, you. Why don't you run with that tonight? Get your clear glasses out to look very intelligent, like the new Walter Matthau, not the Walter Cronkite. But the fact is, I don't know why. They're delayed, they're in the air, and they will not be able to make it. They're going to try for Monday. So what I learned from this is what I've done in the past. In the past, I've never told you when he'd be on. I'd say he's expected to be on, and if he showed up, he showed up. This time, I thought he was for sure coming on, so what do you want me to tell you? I don't control the air currents, and I don't control the crises that the Trump campaign is. They're dealing with something, and I don't know what it is. That's my guess. I'm going to lay it on you. So, yeah, I'm not happy with it. What am I supposed to do about it? So let's go to the regular stuff that I was going to do anyway, which is what questions would you like me to ask Trump? I have a load of them. I'll tell you what I was going to ask him so that you don't have to grope around. Here are some of the questions I was going to ask Donald Trump that I don't think you're going to get anywhere else. How much more of his own money will he spend in the final weeks of the campaign to save America from Hillary, a fate worse than death? Does he have any regrets about making this decision to run for president? Or does he have any regrets about any things he has said or done in the last year? Does he fear for his financial empire and his family and his own safety and security if Hillary wins? I was going to ask him that. And I was going to ask him about nuclear war. Russia has told its citizens to find out where the closest bunkers are. I would have asked him, would you work with Russia to defeat ISIS instead of provoking Russia into a possible nuclear confrontation? Do you know that the Russian military has announced it would run the countrywide drill in preparation for a large-scale war? Did you know that the governor of St. Petersburg, Russia, clarified what bread rations people could expect should Russia come under attack? 300 grams for 20 days. You want to talk about preparedness? Let me ask you something. You all love Obama, the great commander-in-chief. We all know he has such a sterling track record as a commander-in-chief. We know that he's a skilled marksman in terms of hitting the bull's eye with lies every day. He's the best at that. But your president, your commander-in-chief, has never fired a BB gun, so far as I know. I was going to ask Donald if he thinks that in the future the United States of America should insist that anyone who runs for the presidency who wants to be commander-in-chief as well should have served in the military in some combat position. Because I think it's becoming abundantly clear to me that when we have academics of any side of the aisle in charge of the military, we're in trouble. Take a look at who's running the Defense Department right now, an MIT professor of physics. And what's his highest priority, the defense secretary? Not nuclear preparedness, not making sure that our airplanes and our military is up to date in ways of weaponry, but no, how to perform transsexual surgery as quickly as possible in the military, giving them priority over veterans who are dying in the halls of VA hospitals. This is what happens when you have insane people running everything. So, no, I think we need someone from the military to be commander-in-chief, don't you? You know who Obama has appointed Secretary of the Navy? Have you checked into her background? Do you know who he's appointed as Secretary of the Air Force? Have you checked into her background? Well, it looks good on a postcard at Harvard to show that you're very diverse. But when you're running the Air Force, wouldn't you think that the person should be able to fly a Piper Cub? Or, let's say, a single-engine plane from Fresno, California to Sacramento without crashing? She has never flown an airplane, so far as I can tell. She's a glorified air traffic controller. Obama put her in power because she's a woman. Same with the Navy. Same at every level of the command structure. Now, let's compare that with Russia. Russia's not burdened with such problems as looking good on brochures. Russia, I do not think, prioritizes operations for transsexuals in their military. The last I checked, they're really battle-hardened. Most of them are hard as iron and hard as nails. Yeah, that's right. See, it's a little different. But that doesn't stop the bully in the White House from threatening war with him. So I would ask him, would you work with Russia to defeat ISIS? That's another big one. The Kremlin also ordered nuclear-capable missiles to be rolled into a base on mainland Europe. Did you know that? On an enclave near Poland called Kaliningrad. Did you hear any about this from Wolf Blitzer while he was talking about an old hag who said that Trump kissed her 30 years ago? Kremlin ordered nuclear-capable missiles rolled into a base in mainland Europe on an enclave near Poland called Kaliningrad. Russia vowed to shoot down any American fighter planes that attacks Assad's forces in Syria who are trying to kill us, ISIS. Now, one expert believes Putin's latest ramping up of tensions is a tactic to prevent the United States from interfering in Syria and put the incoming American president on the back foot when they take office next year. So it's just posturing. I agree with that to a certain extent, but I got to tell you something. I've studied history, then I've seen where posturing can lead to actual shooting. If you study the history of World War I, you'll find out that it was sort of by accident that the great powers entered the war. Did you know that? There was no reason for World War I, none whatsoever. It was all pretext, and it was all ego, and it was all posturing. And by the time World War I was over, tens of millions of British and French were dead. Tens of millions. You know how many men died in each battle? They were just cannon fodder fed into machine guns by the fat generals sitting behind enemy behind the protected lines. So wars have a way of happening through, let us say, loose talk, threats. War leaders are the most egotistical, power-mad people on the planet. Let's say you met a crazy boss who doesn't take any put-downs or any even hints of any kind of challenge to his or her authority. You know the type. And now magnify that in a president who is above all laws. He can get away with destroying a nation and literally go golfing the next day. They have the frailest egos on the planet. And so, therefore, anything could set them off. If someone looks at them the wrong way, they could make sure that that person doesn't look at them the wrong way again in so many ways we can never imagine. And now we see a president getting up there giving a speech saying the First Amendment is messy. There's too many networks, too many channels, too many outlets. What do you think he's saying? What he's saying is the truth is getting to him, and he doesn't like people saying the truth about what he's doing, and he wants to limit that truth. Now, let me ask you something. If Trump wins, and I know he's a long shot, if Trump wins, do you think he would curtail the First Amendment as quickly as Hillary would, who said she will, with the, quote, fairness doctrine and other methodologies known by fascist governments throughout history? I don't think so. So I would ask Donald Trump those questions, amongst many others. Mainly, the biggest one to me is, how would you defuse the situation now between Russia and the U.S.? Why is Hillary purposely stirring up trouble with Russia? Will you build a wall and prevent illegal aliens from Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala, and other points south of the border from pouring into this country? Will you restore the integrity of the Border Patrol so they can stop the flow of drugs into this nation and stop the poison that is going into the veins of our youth? Will you stop the drugs? Will you stop the flow of illegal aliens? Will you ban Muslims from coming into America who are entering from Syria and other war-torn nations where we know many of them have nothing but hatred in their heart for us? I would stick to those issues of immigration, borders, national security. And then I would talk about jobs. What are his plans for restarting the American economy? Well, I think what his plan is, it's not that, creative, really. It's sort of a trickle-down economy that Reagan talked about. A trickle-down economy. Now, Obama brought us trickle-up poverty, as you well know. That's the title of one of my books a while ago. Very brilliant. Trickle-up poverty is what Obama has brought to the world. He's made more people in the middle class poorer than any single president. He's attacked the middle class with his policies of supporting the super rich, those who support him and pay very few dollars in taxes. And, of course, those on the bottom who pay no taxes are his primary, that's his base. So what does Trump want to do? He wants a trickle-down economy. Meaning, what do I mean by that? Let's make it simple for those of you out there who don't have a business. Let's say you have a business that's producing for you and your family an income of $200,000 to $500,000 a year. I would say that that's a solid middle class income outside of New York or Los Angeles or Chicago. You have a business somewhere in America, and your business is producing a profit of $200,000 to $500,000 a year, and you're paying about 39% of your adjusted gross income in federal taxes and some amount in state taxes, unlike the criminal state of California, which rips you off at 13% on top of that in order to pay the illegal aliens the gold-plated income that they're not entitled to, saying, screw the rich. That's Jerry Brown's way of pandering to the unions. So you, in California, paying 39, 40 plus 13, that's 53% plus all local taxes of your money. So what Trump is saying is that if you cut taxes, let's take that imaginary family of the $300,000 to $500,000, and the guy's paying, let's say, 40% make it easy, $200,000. He's paying $80,000 a year in taxes and federal taxes. And you say, I'm cutting your federal income tax to 20%. So suddenly the man has an extra $40,000 a year to spend. And what is he going to do with that extra 40 grand? Well, he could just spend it on himself or his family. Or he could put it into a fund. Or he could expand his business. He could open up another yogurt shop if that's the business he's in. Or he could open up another dry cleaning store or another flower shop or another cookie shop with that money and hire 2-3 more people. That's how trickle-down economies work. In other words, if you make it easier for people with businesses to function, and then you dissolve things like the EEOC, you just get rid of it. You completely eliminate the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The entire department gets erased under Donald Trump. Eliminate it. Because originally it was a good idea. It was to make sure that everyone was treated equally in the workplace. But it's grown into a hydra-headed monster that just goes after profitable businesses to destroy them. It feeds itself like all Soviet-era bureaucracies. So by eliminating the red tape, the EEOC, by lowering taxes, what happens is money trickles down and jobs are created. That is how a capitalist society works at its best. We do not have a capitalist society at this time. What we have is a crony capitalist society at this time. What we have is a Facebook, for example, and a Google, for example, where they do not pay their fair share of taxes. We have people who are using offshore companies and offshore structures, such as an Irish corporation, to make sure their income comes in Ireland where the taxes are very low, if nil. And so the companies provide the individuals who run Google and Facebook with the 767, with the airplane, with the security, with the mansion. All of that is written off as an expense of the company. And then they're given only a few million dollars a year, if that, by the way, maybe only a few hundred thousand a year, on which they pay income tax. And now you understand why they are all in favor of this federal government and the large government, because it's very much, I hate to make the jump cut for you, like every other dictatorship. If you curry favor with the government, they treat you very, very well indeed. But if you don't curry favor with the government, the opposite is true. Well, we're running a little late. I'll take your calls when I return right here on the Savage Nation. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
People who are truly strong lift others up. People who are truly powerful bring us together. And that is what we need in our next president. We need someone who is a uniting force in this country. We need someone who will heal the wounds that divide us. Someone who truly cares about us and our children.
She's 100% right. After 8 years of the opposite, we do need that. I got to give it to Michelle Obama. She finally got it. We do need someone who will heal us after a husband has divided us. We do need someone who will heal the wounds that he has created. We do need someone who truly cares about us and our children who right now don't know which bathroom to go into. So I agree with her 100%. For the first time in 8 years, I agree with Michelle Obama. I want to conclude this hour. Again, I apologize for something outside of my control. We waited for Mr. Trump, who was expected in the first hour at 34 after the hour, and they were delayed in the air and could not make it. It's that simple. I have no explanation for it. Now, you may say, well, why didn't they call from the airplane? I don't know that they do interviews from the airplane, but I'll find out. If they'll tell me, they'll tell me. If they won't, they won't. He'll be on next week, or he won't be on. And the show will go on one way or the other, and he'll go on one way or the other. And let me tell you this. I have not stopped supporting him. I will not stop supporting him. He's our last hope. And I'll close this hour by reading a few paragraphs entitled Life Under Trump, Death Under Clinton. Barack Obama has spent nearly 8 years working to undermine the United States. And what is astonishing to me is that in spite of his criminal behavior, Hillary Clinton had the nerve to say to Donald Trump, start behaving like a president. She was the Secretary of State for this dictator, and now she wants 4 more years of Obama's policies. She created the Arab Spring, which has destroyed the Middle East, and now she wants 4 more years of Obama's policies. Many of you have come out of colleges where you were subjected to brainwashing. This goes back to your elementary school days. Brainwashing on what to think about gays. Brainwashing on what to think about global warming. Brainwashing on what to think about illegal aliens. But it's all brainwashing. The president himself has said that his daughters know that global warming is real and that the future generation will embrace this more than the current generation. That concept comes right out of Mao Zedong. I want you to read pages 23 and 25 in a bookstore of Scorched Earth. And if you find one false word, don't buy that book. But if it resonates with you, do what must be done. And give it to a friend who is undecided, who does not understand that the chaos we are experiencing in this nation is the legacy of Barack Obama. That America is becoming a third world nation of terror, riots, mobs, and chaos. And that we are one bad election away from losing everything. Everything is at stake.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
So, Mr. Obama is saying that you can't demonize people or call him a demon because it divides people. And people get angry at each other. You can't demonize people. So I thought about that and I said, well, wait a minute. Let's now stop and think. Who has Barry O. demonized? Who has Hillary demonized? Why, it's a simple, short list. The very man who's offended by someone calling him and Hillary a demon. Let's see, they've demonized cops, check that, yes. They've demonized white people, check that. They've demonized people with money, check that. They've demonized Christians, check that. They've demonized Israeli Jews, check that. They've demonized Russians, check that. They've demonized Putin, check that. Who else? Let's see, who else have these non-dividers, these uniters, demonized? Oh, yeah, the rednecks, right. They've demonized half of Trump's supporters. They know who you are. You are all deplorables. And this is a man who is so smart as a propagandist that he thinks he can triangulate the story by making believe he hasn't done the same and worse. And again, this is not the first time that America has faced a socialist takeover. Obama was only the first barrage. He didn't get quite as far as they wanted him to get. He got close, but he didn't win. She comes in, the bull is dead. Did you know that 100 or so years ago our country was battling a socialist takeover, similar to what we are facing today? Many of you don't know this. The issues in the teens and the 20s, those are the 19s and the 1920s, are very similar to today. The campaigns were being run on fair wages for labor, benefits for veterans, regulation of immigration, treaties with much of the world, race riots in major cities. And yes, there were even terror attacks that were issues in the 1920 election. The other similarity was that there was a socialist movement trying to take over the government. You see, the roots of the ideology that Barack and Hillary are trying to impose on us did not just emerge in the 1960s. They go back over a century. Does the name Eugene Debs strike a chord with you? Eugene Debs was an Indiana labor organizer. Does that sound like a community organizer to anyone listening? Eugene Debs embraced socialism and was the Socialist Party standard bearer for five elections. And believe me, he was not a marginal player. In 1912, he got 6% of the vote. And yet his last campaign garnered him nearly a million votes when the population was obviously much smaller. You see, Russia's Bolshevik Revolution and the dawn of communism was an exciting experiment that many in this nation saw as quite compelling. Eugene Debs took the message to the streets in the form of strikes and fighting for, quote, workers' rights. Did you know that in 1919 there was one of the biggest race riots in Chicago over the alleged false arrest of a black man instead of a white man for murder? The conduct of the white police force was being criticized during and after the riots. Black Lives Matter, ring a note to anyone. I'm going to send an appeal out to Mr. Obama. I don't know who he's referencing when he says someone on the radio. I don't think it was me because it could be me, because I said that he's a demon for a long time because I believe he's demonic. And I think in deciding yesterday how to appeal to Obama, if he gets the reports from one of his minions working inside the inside of the inside, probably he was referring to Alex Jones in that comment. I never mentioned sulfur, I don't think, but I did say he was demonic because he is demonic. How else would you describe what Obama is doing to this nation other than demonic? There's no other way to describe it. And so I would send an appeal out to Mr. Obama rather than yelling and screaming because he's the most powerful man on earth and he's not going to listen anyway. But I think that somewhere inside Barack Obama, there is a different person. Somewhere deep inside of him, there is a man who actually might understand that he has weakened the military, that he has demonized the police, that he has instigated mobs and riots, that he is conducting warmongering against Russia, that he has conducted the greatest spy enterprise ever seen in the world, that he has looked the other way as radical Islamists commit murder and trample the world. while he is destroying our borders, flooding the U.S. with undesirable, deplorable welfare leeches, and continues to practice a scorched-earth policy against America, I actually would appeal to Mr. Obama to stop and take a deep breath and understand that everything I have just said can be factually supported. I do not know in my heart of hearts if Obama really wants to do these things or even knows he's doing these things. I don't actually know if he is doing these things on purpose because he has an enmity towards this nation and wants to destroy it or weaken it and turn it into just a, I don't know what he wants to turn it into. But I do know that he's turning it into something it was never intended to be. And so this is not an apology. This is an appeal to Barack Obama to stop and take a deep breath and stop listening to the mean, evil sorority advisors around you and look at what you've actually done. You have turned this society against each other in a way that it has not been for at least 50 years. You've turned black against white, white against black. You have weakened the military to the point where I don't even know if it can function anymore. You have conducted a war upon the police to such an extent that police are being killed on a regular basis, and you did it. You did it, Mr. Obama. Eric Holder, another one, did it to America. All of the people who demonized police have done it to America, where cops are afraid to do their job, and when they do, they get killed. It was you who instigated the Black Lives Matter mobs. You instigated the riots. You invited the rioters to the White House. You conducted the spying on ordinary Americans who were not guilty. You are looking the other way as ISIS and other radical Islamists commit murder and rape. You, Mr. Obama, are trampling the U.S. Constitution, even though you are a constitutional scholar. You, Mr. Obama, have erased our borders with Mexico. You, Mr. Obama, are flooding the U.S. with undesirable, deplorable welfare leeches. I can support that by the simple fact that the largest percentage of people on welfare are not Native Americans, and I don't mean American Indians, Mr. Obama, but working taxpaying Americans. But the inordinate amount of welfare that is being sucked out of the taxpayers' blood is being sucked out by your very immigrants. And so it's fair to say that you, Mr. Obama, are practicing a scorched-earth policy against the United States of America. So why do you find such offense and some comedy in the statement that some of us would say that you are demonic? This is my appeal. I'm trying to do it in a different way because this country has one election left. And we know what the media is doing. While the world is burning, the vermin in the media continue to talk about what Trump did in 2005. Many of you have become disheartened because of the piling on by the lowest of the human species, the Wolf Blitzers, the Jake Tappers. I can name them all. It doesn't matter what I say about them. They are paid operatives of the Democrat socialist machine. They are leading you to believe that the election is already over. They want you to believe that Trump can't win. They want to dishearten you so that you don't even vote, because they know that the entire election hinges upon the voter turnout. Democrats understand that. That's why they're working the crowds. That's why they're working the gutters. That's why they're working the prisons. That's why they're working the swamps. That's why the demon in the White House is flooding America with illegal aliens. That's why they've eliminated voter IDs in order to get voter turnout for the most corrupt criminal woman to have ever gotten this close to the White House. And what they want you to feel is that it's over and you can't win, so why vote? Well, the exact opposite is true. Not only must you vote, you must actually get out the vote. You must speak to others on the other side of the aisle, those of you who understand what is at stake, and you must tell them that everything is at stake because the Democrats are practicing a scorched-earth policy on America. And should she win, all hell will break loose in this nation. She will conduct herself in a manner that you can only fear. Now, I can ask you, what do you fear most about a Hillary presidency? I don't think you have to be a genius to understand the answer to that question. Just look at the amendments. Take a look at Amendments 1 through 10, and you'll see a few of them are right in her sights. She'll start with the First Amendment. She will limit the freedom of speech. She will limit freedom of the press. She will limit, if not eliminate, freedom of the Internet. Now let's look at the Second Amendment. You say, well, wait a minute, that's established lure. Do you think that Kagan will still say that the Second Amendment is established? if Hillary Clinton wins and stocks the Supreme Court the way, let us say, Franklin Delano Roosevelt did, expanded the court, stocked the court in order to continue his fascistic control over America? I don't think so. So now let's look at the election. And I told you in the 1920s there was a huge campaign for socialism, and it got very close to taking over America. It was the last time this country faced it the way we're facing it right now with Hillary. See, the election between Hillary and Trump is very clear to me in another way. It's between centralized, powerful, authoritarian, big government. That's her. You just want to put it in a mild way. And let us say a free market capitalist society. That's the division right there. You want a free market capitalist society with Donald Trump, or do you want to see an authoritarian centralized government that controls every breath you take, taxes you to death, constricts your business, and floods America with so many refugees from so many nations on earth that there's virtually no America left? That's the election in a nutshell. Now, you'd think it would be a slam dunk if people truly understood what is at stake. But because of the fellow travelers in the media, like Wolf Blitzer, like Jake Tapper, I can name all of them, the people are confused. They don't know what's really at stake. And, of course, then they're getting the dirt in the mud. That's all they want to hear is the salacious details. Then you got characters, lowlife of the lowest. They throw them off radio, have no radio show, no nothing. A guy like Jerry Rivers, you know him as Geraldo Rivera. Can you imagine this nobody who was thrown off radio for being a phony had the nerve to try to inject himself into the Trump issue by saying just last week that him and his brother had secret tapes of Trump that they were going through and they have stuff that's worse than what you heard, and that creep had the nerve to say a thing like that and then he apologized the other day saying there's nothing in the tapes? That person is still in the media? That person is still on television? I don't even know where he is. This is what we're facing. That there are no consequences for outright liars, plain out liars. We all lie. We know that in our private lives or publicly occasionally. But when you lie in the media and you are caught, you're usually fired. Why is it that people in the media caught lying now are not fired? Why? Because the lowest form of humanity have taken over the networks. The lowest people on earth have risen to the highest positions in the news business. That's why. That's why they're not fired. What we are witnessing in this country now is a breakdown approaching a civil war. Several books ago, I wrote a book called Stop the Coming Civil War. I followed it up with Government Zero. I followed it up with Scorched Earth, which, by the way, and I got the news last night, the other media outlets. Now, I expect all the other media outlets, but wouldn't you think that Snow White, who you know as Megyn Kelly, wouldn't you think that Snow White would want to have a best-selling author on her show? You would, wouldn't you? But if you look into Snow White's orientation, political orientation, that is, you will find out that Snow White, just like the others, are following the marching orders and the marches towards socialism. Make no mistake about it. In socialist systems, there are some very rich and powerful people on top, and the rest of the people are serfs. Don't for one minute confuse it with an egalitarian equality society where everyone makes the same amount of money. There are the very rich, and then there are the rest of the people. And that is why Snow White, along with those in the media who are all very, very wealthy, continue this absurd march towards socialism. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. The other day, a plane crash in East Hartford, Connecticut was conducted by a Muslim from Jordan. At first, of course, we were lied to again by the vermin in the media, and we were told it was not a terror attack. Nothing to see here. Move on. But the pilot was Jordanian. We found out 2 days later that the plane was purposely crashed in Connecticut. Two Boston police shot by a man wearing body armor after responding for a call on domestic abuse. Not one word from the demons in the media. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin is recalling Russian officials from the United States and Western nations in what could be a signal that he's preparing for a war, all because of the demon in the White House and Hillary Clinton, who has called him Hitler. The latest WikiLeaks dump shows collusion between the media and the Clinton campaign to try to take out any opposition. That is something that was done and is done only in third world dictatorships. The U.S. Navy is launching attacks on Yemen after a failed attempt of firing a missile on a U.S. Navy destroyer. The list goes on and on. But what is it that you're reading in your newspapers? What is it that you're seeing on your television screens? What are you hearing during the news breaks on the radios? Donald Trump said some really naughty things. Is that what you're supposed to worry about? Now the old hags are amazingly coming out of the woodwork to accuse him of groping them so many years ago. Why is it happening now? Why? How come the very same offended media types had nothing to say when Bill Clinton was accused of raping several women and having many affairs right in the Oval Office? That wasn't news. Oh, wait a minute, all you good liberals. We just read that Russia is pulling officials out of the West. We learned that Russia has told all people to come home to the motherland, including their children. The prospect of World War III now looms. Do you know why? Because war mongers in both parties, neocons, neolibs, are salivating for a war with Russia. They feel that that would save the economy. They feel that would lead us to an economic prosperity, as all of our industries would be called on to produce at high levels. It would lead to full employment. Is that what you want? Is that what you want from a Democrat president? Because the one opposing it is Donald Trump. Donald Trump said he would do a deal with Putin to make sure we don't go to war. So how important do you think this election is? When I say in scorched earth that we are one bad election away from losing everything, and despite the fact that I'm blackballed by Snow White and the friendly green giant on Fox News, the book is 4 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list, despite the fact that I have zero publicity except this show. Are the words Donald Trump said enough to keep you away from him? Is the fact that he said something in 2005 enough for you to go to war with Russia? Do you want to really put our nation in the arms of Hillary Clinton and her mad, mad sisters who will double down on Barack Obama's socialist agenda? I want you to try to think instead of just reacting emotionally. Imagine the world if that happens.
Savage.
You know, my friends, we the people have an option here. We got to say, stop banging the war drums. Stop banging the war drums. You're being a fool, Obama. Back off with your ego, Obama. There's nothing in this for us, Obama. We don't give a rat's behind about Ukraine. We don't care about those issues. We care about what you've done to our country. We care that you melted our border with Mexico. We care that Hillary did a secret uranium deal with Russia while now saying Putin is Hitler. Do you know anything about the uranium deal? Of course not. All you heard about is Trump kissed a woman on an airplane 50 years ago. That's because of the lowlifes in the media. We have the worst media in the world. We have a media that is lower than that of Paraguay. A Paraguayan journalist probably has more dignity than any writer at the New York Times. A Uruguayan talk show host probably has more intelligence than Wolf Blitzer. Somebody from the Tierra del Fuego, who covers the life and times of a penguin, knows more about world events than ABC, CBS, and NBC put together. For them to drag us through this is a sickening thing. When Bill Clinton was stooping everything with a heartbeat in the White House, they said it's nothing. Bill Clinton grabbed everything with a heartbeat in the White House. It was nothing. They said it's shenanigans. Donna Brazile said shenanigans. They all said shenanigans. Not one word when John F. Kennedy was having his way with so many different women, including Marilyn Monroe. Shenanigans. They all do it. Look the other way. They're just men. Trump kissed a woman on an airplane 50 years ago. Now that supersedes the serpent in the White House starting a war with Russia. It's so bad that even Jill Stein, who is running for the presidency, she doesn't have a chance of winning, but she's running and she's not stupid. She's running as a Green Party candidate. Even she is concerned that Hillary may start World War III. I want you to listen to Jill Stein of the Green Party right now on the Savage Nation.
it's now Hillary Clinton who wants to start an air war with Russia over Syria by calling for a no-fly zone. We have 2,000 nuclear missiles on hair trigger alert, and Mikhail Gorbachev, the former premier of the Soviet Union, is saying we are closer to a nuclear war than we have ever been. Under Hillary Clinton, we could slide into nuclear war very quickly from her declared policy in Syria. So I won't sleep well at night if Donald Trump is elected, but I sure won't sleep well at night if Hillary Clinton is elected.
Jill Stein, Trump is less dangerous than Clinton. She will start nuclear war with Russia. Well, I agree with her. I may not support her on many other issues, but I support her on her clarity with regard to nuclear war. She said Trump is less scary on foreign wars because he wants to work with Russia. Did you hear that? He wants to work with Russia. And she wants war with Russia. Not Jill Stein, your girl Hillary. And if you're with her, well, you're with war. You're with her, you're with war. Did you know that Russia has told its citizens to find out where the closest bomb bunkers are? A recent television broadcast in Russia explicitly told civilians in Russia to find out where their nearest bomb shelter is and repeatedly asked viewers if they were ready for nuclear war. Now, you could say this is just saber-rattling. You could just say it's Putin trying to scare Obama, and you would be right. But, you know, it raises a few questions such as these. Do we have bomb shelters in America? The answer is no. Why would we need bomb shelters? Obama has one. The entire Mandarin class have bomb shelters somewhere outside of Washington. They're going to be well taken care of. What do they care if they start a war? They have bomb shelters. How come we, one of the wealthiest nations on earth, do not have bomb shelters in every city? Oh, I see. The peacemaker came along, the Nobel Prize winner, and war was over. And lo and behold, we learn late in the demons campaign of mild terror here in America that we might have a war with Russia because he wants a war with Russia, because the people who control him want a war with Russia because it's good for business. You know, it doesn't matter whether you like Russia or dislike Russia. It doesn't matter whether you like Putin or you don't like Putin. What you should like is peace between two superpowers, especially two superpowers that have hydrogen bombs. But since we have a lunatic, a demon in the White House who has never fired a Daisy BB gun, who has apparently never been in a fist fight, who has been surrounded by handlers and protectors his entire life, who has never lost a battle with anyone because he's so smart and so brilliant, what does he care if there's a war with Russia? I'm Barack Obama. And he can beat his chest. I'm Barack Obama. I've beaten everybody but Putin. I gave him the death stare at the G20 conference. I'll show him. I'm Barack Obama. And I have Hillary Clinton behind me. And I have Michelle Obama behind me. A wonderful, sterling character. I love her ratings are so high. It just shows you. The woman has abused her power as first lady from the day she started from the get-go. Abused us. One trip after another. Mother-in-law living in the White House. Not one word from the sycophants in the media. Not one word about this abuse of the taxpayer by Michelle Obama. So the question is, how in the world can any liberal listening to this show vote for this crazy woman, Hillary Clinton? Her extremism, whether it be the economy or international relations, in the economy, NAFTA, her husband passed it, sent our jobs overseas, Wall Street deregulation blew 9 million jobs up in smoke. Hillary Clinton. So, my friends, why do you think Trump is popular? Trump is popular because of Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama's radical policies. Now Hillary Clinton wants to start an air war with Russia over Syria, calling for a no-fly zone. Now, you know Russia's not going to go for it. What, because you want a no-fly zone, they're not going to fly? You're not dealing with the Syrian Air Force here. You're not threatening Saddam Hussein's rickety Air Force here. You're threatening a nuclear power here. Putin's not going to stop flying over Syria and killing ISIS. After all, what is Putin doing in Russia, in Syria? Pardon me. What is he actually doing there? The vermin of the planet, the Hitlers of our time, the Hitlers in a headscarf, the subhumans in ISIS, who have raped, murdered, pillage, set men on fire while they were alive, who have gone into Christian and Yazidi villages and kidnapped girls 7 and 8 years old to turn them into sex slaves. They're finally on the run outside of Aleppo. And guess who wants to give them safe passage? Mr. Peace. Mr. Peacenik, the demon in the White House, wants to give ISIS safe passage out of Aleppo into Syria so they can go kill Russian soldiers. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, if this is not the mark of a totally deranged individual, I'd like to know what is. Again, because he can put on a tie and he can give a speech and he has a good voice, doesn't mean he's not crazy. Obama's policies are crazy. I know it. Jill Stein knows it. Everyone listening to the show knows it. Come on, people. That's a joke. That's Obama's speech from yesterday. So I think your vote is very, very clear right now, and this is not a racial thing now. This is a survival thing. Comes right down to it. It's a survival thing. And here was Obama. Yesterday I played this, where he talks about someone in radio calling him a demon. I think he was referring to the good man I know, Alex Jones. Of course, I've been calling him a demon longer than Alex has. I don't want a prize for that. But Alex added the sulfur part of it. This is the most important thing I'm going to tell you in 2016. The media has set it up so that you feel Trump can't win. Many of you have become defeatists. You say, he's done it again. He's put his foot in his mouth. He's got to step aside. He can't win. He's lost. That's false. They want you to believe he can't win so you don't vote. They're terrified that all the polls show the reality is that she's losing. She's losing everywhere they turn. She's down everywhere they turn. Her rallies are attracting mice. They're not attracting crowds. Trump is attracting crowds, and they know it. And in the minority community, he's attracting gigantic audiences. The minorities love Trump. They don't trust her. They despise her criminality. They don't like her personally. And they're afraid that they're losing even the minority vote, which is why suddenly Michelle Obama was called out on the campaign trail. They know they're losing black people. They're losing Hispanics in their desire to take over the world. And that's why they're suddenly going out on the road for her. So what I'm saying to you is don't be a defeatist. This is the last chance we have. You know and I know that if she wins, it's all over. It will be the last nail in the coffin of America. It will be the last nail in the coffin of this country. Why do I say that? Is it straight hyperbole? Is the sky going to fall? Well, let's say if there's a nuclear war with Russia, the sky will fall now. So let's start with that. She wants war with Russia. She called him Hitler. A year and a half ago, Hillary called him Hitler. That was very diplomatic. That shows great balance. That shows a true temperament for politics. Her progressive policies and his open borders have poisoned America. Obama has trampled on our Constitution. Obama has turned America into an emerging third world nation of terror, riots, mobs, and chaos. We are one bad election away from losing everything. And yes, I'm going to say it, because the words are on everyone's lips right now. Scorched earth. Don't buy the book. Give your copy away to an undecided. And let them see what I have documented as to the policies of the serpent in the White House and what she would do in his place. Everywhere I turn, there's articles about potential nuclear war with Russia. Even CNN ran an article yesterday. Russia and U.S. move past Cold War to unpredictable confrontation. Mind you, this is from CNN. They haven't lost their minds. Only some of their spokesmouths have. Jill Stein, Green Party, she says that Hillary could start a nuclear war. Apparently she's interested in this more so than who accused them of that or this. Russia orders all officials to fly home. Any relatives living abroad, as tensions mount over the prospect of a global war, came from Mail Online. Nuclear war imminent, as Russia tells citizens to find out where the closest bomb bunkers are. We have no bunkers here. Isn't that interesting that our great benevolent leader has no civil defense in the United States of America? Why, that's because he ended all wars, didn't he? Didn't Obama end all wars? He dismembered a good portion of our military, especially the command structure. He replaced combat veterans with fools from universities at every level. And now he wants to go to war with Russia. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Obama gave a speech attacking the First Amendment again. Again, the demon gave a speech attacking the First Amendment, but he always does it. He does it in a way that you don't know he's doing it. U.S. President Barack Obama speaks at the White House Frontiers Conference at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, PA, and he gave a speech saying that the media is just a wild, wild west that allows conspiracy theorists a broad platform in destroying a common basis for debate. And then the snake recalled days gone by when only three television channels delivered fact-based news that most people trusted. And he said that's what we need in America. We need those three channels back. The ones that you grew up with, filled with three liars like Dan Rather, Peter Jennings, and the other reliable liars, including Walter Crankenhaus. I grew up on it. When I was 11 years old, I trusted them till I became a man. And then I realized that they're just paid spokesmouths for the power structure. So now we have the biggest liar in history, a man who, according to Julian Assange of WikiLeaks, has actually created the greatest spy network in the history of the world, this sneaky devil. Barack Obama is the sneakiest devil on the planet. Is that a conspiracy theory, Mr. Obama? Is it not true that you created the greatest spy agency in the history of the world? Is that a lie or is that true? Is that true or false, Mr. Obama? You say it's a conspiracy theory. I challenge you. If we have learned through WikiLeaks and others that you have created the greatest spy network in the history of the world, greater than that of the Stasi in East Germany, where every German citizen was spied upon by secret police, and you now say that it's a Wild West, the media landscape, and that we are just putting out conspiracy theories. Well, let's see, what else is a conspiracy theory, Mr. Obama, that you don't want getting out there? Is it not true that you had the street thugs from Black Lives Matter into the White House many, many times? Is that a conspiracy theory or is that true? Are they not, in fact, the people who burn cities down and attack police? Is that a fact or is that a conspiracy theory? Is it not true that you had one of the worst person in the history, worst people in the history of America, a street radical, a con man, a dangerous evil man who attacked Jewish businesses and others in Harlem during his rise to power, named Al Sharpton? That's a fact. Do you know anything about the Freddy's Fashion Mart fire, Mr. Obama? Is that a conspiracy theory? You would have a man who accused the detective falsely of raping a young black girl and smearing her in feces. You would have him in the White House how many, 30, 40, 50 times, Mr. Obama? Is that a conspiracy theory? Is that a wild, wild west, Mr. Obama, or is that a fact? Is it a wild west theory that you have dissolved our border with Mexico, permitting people into this nation who have no reason to be here, no way to support themselves, many of whom are infected with diseases such as Zika, tuberculosis, and others, Mr. Obama? Is that a fact or is that a Wild West theory? Is it true, Mr. Obama, that you are bringing in Muslims that you cannot screen properly, and that instead of bringing in Christians who are running for their lives, you've brought in almost overwhelmingly of the tens of thousands you brought in, I don't know how many. You were supposed to be 1,000 and 10,000. We don't know what you've actually sneaked into the country, but we know that the percentage is something like 96% were Muslims and 4% were Christians. Why would you bring in so many Muslims and so few Christians from the Middle East, Mr. Obama? Is that a legitimate question, or is that a conspiracy, a theory of mine? Here's another one for you, Mr. Obama. Have you trampled on our Constitution because you're the most divisive president in history? Is that a conspiracy theory, or is that something that one of the three network spokesmouths wouldn't ask? Isn't it curious to you that a man who is such a progressive in so many ways, who has brought us so far in so many progressive ways, wants to bring us back to the 1950s in terms of news information? Doesn't it strike you as rather odd? What is it about the dissemination of news through the internet and talk radio and such that offends him so much? Is it that people finally have access to information that in the past they would never have even been able to read? And are those things that would offend him in some way because it's not curated by the sorority that he depends upon? He wants a curation?